News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has expressed deep sadness at the passing of Agriculture Minister Roger Clark. Mr. Clark passed away Thursday, August 28 in Miami, Florida. Describing the late Agriculture Minister as a jovial and vibrant individual, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said she will miss his personal and political presence.
Roger was a one-of-a-kind politician, a son of the soil, humble man, and I will always remember him for his generosity of spirit, but also his contribution to Jamaica as councillor, mayor, member of parliament, and minister of government. Roger is always well loved because he is special. He is a one-of-a-kind person.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says she does not plan to install a new agriculture minister, but will instead add the portfolio to that of an existing minister. The Prime Minister was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House last Thursday. The government's $50 million competitiveness and growth project is slated to get underway in September. The six-year project is aimed at strengthening Jamaica's business environment for private sector investment. It is being financed through a loan from the World Bank. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, will implement the initiative through a project execution unit to be established in the agency. PIOJ Director General Colin Bullock says the project will have four components.
The main components speaks to enhancing competition in the business environment, facilitating strategic private investments, supporting small and medium-sized enterprise capabilities and finance, learning through project implementation and monitoring and evaluation to be undertaken by the Planning Institute of Jamaica.
Residents of Kingston and St. Andrews should see more water in their pipes in coming weeks. This as the National Water Commission, NWC, has entered into an agreement with Talawa Investments to provide water to sections of the Kingston metropolitan area as needed. Under the agreement, the Balata Avenue wells, owned and operated by Talawa Investments, will be connected to the NWC system to provide additional water. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says the infrastructure of the wells enables water to be loaded rapidly into multiple tankers.
This is indeed good news and comes at a critical point when both mitigating measures and contingency plans must be put in place in the face of the prevailing dry conditions. This is one of the methods by which we will ensure our water security in the face of growing climate change impacts.
Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson is assuring stakeholders that the proposed policy on alcohol use will not be enacted without consultation with industry players. The minister's comments are in response to recent reports in the media implying that the government is seeking to prevent the distribution of alcohol. Minister Ferguson says the policy will seek to highlight the negative social consequences of alcohol abuse, among other issues.
I have stated over and over that this is not about reducing the production of alcohol, putting in place any sanctions with respect to alcohol industry and their core business, or stopping consumers from purchasing alcohol products. I am simply concerned about health effects of irresponsible drinking.
Dr. Ferguson says a control mechanism must be put in place to protect health, as alcohol abuse often leads to non-communicable diseases and contributes to road accidents. And the National Council on Drug Abuse is expressing concern about the level of alcohol use by adolescents. Research analyst at the NCDA, Yuki Atkinson, says based on the findings of the 2013 National Secondary School Survey, alcohol is the substance most abused by teenagers, with those in the 17 and over category exhibiting the highest use.
10% of the sample reported that they got drunk on an average of 3 times in the past month. 12% consumed 5 or more alcoholic beverages at one sitting in the past 2 weeks. So this really speaks to the fact that our young people are binge drinking, right? And that is something that we really need to pay attention to.
The study also showed that adolescents are opting for hard liquor such as vodka and white rum instead of drinks with lower alcohol content. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.